why did you choose to ask people to respond to the curatorial theme of fake? What was behind that decision?
I think because it's so painfully relevant at the moment. A couple of years ago, artists might have responded to this brief very differently. I'm sort of imagining cosmetic surgery-inspired work or forged notes. But today, the scope of the project is so different, and it incorporates all the things that we like to call into question, corruption and political spin and the breakdown of democracy, subversion, dystopian future. And I think it's easy not to see the danger in this narrative, which is why we're putting on the show. We're all enslaved to connectivity and to our devices, which filter what we read online into bubbles that reflect what we want them to. And it's entirely feasible that we're actually missing the bigger picture.
Absolutely. I think that it is such, as you said, there's such a topical issue. Have you found that a lot of the works that are being shown are very political?
The majority of the artists that work with Tortuga are political anyway. And we have quite a long history of putting on sort of vaguely subversive shows. But yes, all of the artists have responded with stuff that's quite beautiful in its confrontingness. There's all sorts of stuff coming in. Will Cole is one of the guys that works with us a lot. He's known for his very defiant take on street art, and he's an acclaimed sculptor. And he's moved to Europe, but his very humorous work will be on display and probably gilded.
Wonderful.
There's a couple of robots that are coming in.
Oh, cool!
There's some beautiful projection work that's very mesmerising. It's all about sort of mind control. And potentially there's an artificial intelligence intervention coming in. We're not sure about that yet.
Oh.
That's courtesy of Dylan McEwen. Yep.
Wow.
There's all sorts. There's an artificial garden with real plants.
Okay.
Confuse everybody. There's a series of very ironic line drawings. There's some latex sculptural heads coming in. There's
amazing.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is great. This sounds like such an interesting exhibition, such an interesting show that's going to cover a lot of ground, that's going to have something for everyone. Did you find that when you put this theme out there and when you told the artists who were going to be involved that kind of fake was the name of the game, did you find they responded with enthusiasm? Were they a little bit hesitant? Did they automatically go, oh, I know exactly where I want to take this?
They all knew exactly what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's a very relevant topic, I think, at the moment, and everybody can relate to it. We're all so caught up in it already that it's a very easy thing to just go, oh, yeah, no, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
I can imagine. Now, tell us a little bit about Tortuga Studios.
Sure. Tortuga it's based in St. Peter's. We're a large-scale multidisciplinary not-for-profit warehouse space, and we're housed in an old brick factory near Sydney Park. We were established about 10 years ago. We've got 12 artist studios, a large gallery space, and a sets and props warehouse out the back.
Oh, wow.
Lots of wild things happen out there. And because the building's industrial, it's the perfect space for large and small-scale production. So we're not just small studio spaces where people can tinker with tiny things. We've also got bigger spaces. So there's tailors there and set builders and special effects wizards and fine artists, sculptors and roving performers and all sorts.
Goodness gracious me.
Yeah, it's a very amazing place.
Sounds like
it's
a wonderland of creativity. That's what it sounds like.
It is. Yeah. Sometimes with a cannon. You never know what you might get there.
So far we've covered cannons, we've covered artificial intelligence, real artificial gardens as well. I'm loving everything I'm hearing.
It's all going on down there. It really is.
It sounds like so much fun. It sounds like such a great space. Opening night, that's next week, isn't it?
It is. It's next Friday night between 6 and 9 p.m. We're at 31 Princes Highway in St. Peter's.
Amazing. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much.